This is GQDN for Monday, February 13th, 2023. In today's news, brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org, we have, well, somebody for PAX, but a little bit about this PlayStation Super Bowl commercial, and some PlayStation job listings. But today, we begin with an article from Kotaku.com, and what they are saying is Xbox has confirmed that Game Pass has caused a decline in sales. Now, Kotaku did not show what the number or what the percentage is for the decline, but in the said report via gamesindustry.biz, it did say that, quote, Microsoft also submitted that its internal analysis showed a redacted percentage decline in base game sales 12 months following their addition on Game Pass. So they were indeed hurting. Now, what Phil Spencer said back in 2018, quote, when you put a game like Forza Horizon 4 on Game Pass, you instantly have more players of the game, which is actually leading to more sales of the game. Some people have questioned that, but when State of Decay 2 launched, you saw, if you looked in the US at the NPD, this game selling really well this month it launched on Game Pass. We will see how that goes going forward. Now we get to some PlayStation sales, and apparently in Europe, they've more than doubled. Or almost tripled. This comes to us from PushSquare.com, and they quoted at Chris_Dring on Twitter, quote, across European markets in January, PlayStation 5 sales are up 202% compared with the year before when there were big stock shortages. PlayStation 5 was number one console last month. Switch falls to number two, sales down 11% compared with January 2022, and Xbox Series X and S and X are number three, sales down 32%. So it does make sense in that way that PlayStation would actually be up that far due to the shortage. And that's when I got mine, was during the shortage. Yeah, but that is still pretty good on PlayStation's part, especially when you're outperforming Switch. Because Switch does outperform both of those two quite a bit, mostly. We got some other business news to get to, though. From Destructoid.com, EA may sign a $488 million Premier League deal to probably replace FIFA. So, the license itself will bring the UK teams for 6 years. There'll be a 6-year period. And, well, it's basically the UK Premier League with all the teams and players. And that's all according from Sky Sports, because that's all in the process of negotiation. So we thought something was coming, and hey, there it is. Not too shabby. But we're going to go back to PlayStation, because now there's a job listing that hints at a possible acquisition of the UK-based studio Ballistic Moon. This is brought to us by DualShockers.com, and really there's not much to be said except for what it's saying there as a part of the original posting, quote, collaborating with sound design and music to deliver outstanding soundscapes for major AAA projects alongside our partners at studios such as Naughty Dog, Santa Monica Studios, Guerrilla Games, Fire Sprite, Ballistic Moon, London Studios, House Marquee, Media Mocule, Insomniac Games, Sucker Punch Productions, and more. So right there's that Ballistic Moon. And it did look like they were trying to get Ballistic Moon to make something. Maybe something good. We shall see. But we'll keep an eye on it, as always. Now we go back to Destructoid and we see that, well, phone game Echoes of Mana will be ending its service. And it will be ending its service on May 15th, 2023. It's always sad to see a game go away, but it is what happens sometimes. But this is part of what the formal statement did say on the special website, quote, "We regret to announce we have made the difficult decision to discontinue the Echo Zamana app service. From the Echo Zamana production team, we apologize for the abrupt announcement, but are sincerely grateful for the support we've received from our players. Since the Echo Zamana launched April 27, 2022, we strived to provide an incredible and enjoyable game experience for our players every day that could exceed the day before. However, we've come to the conclusion that it would be difficult to continue maintaining the app experience and therefore end the app service. Our remaining time together may be short, but we hope to see you in the Echo Zamana still as long as we continue to bring exciting content and updates that you, your show, to enjoy." So, sad, sad, sad. Well, maybe some people will be happy because Civilization VI, Rulers of the Sahara, will release this week. So if you're part of Civilization, this could be for you. Because Ramses II and the Ptolemaic Cleopatra for Egypt and King Sundiata Keita for Mali. I didn't get any of those names right. And I do apologize for that. They will be there. So you get to have fun with all of that stuff. And really, it should be fun. So I do hope you enjoy it. Let's get to some tomfoolery. GameSpot.com did say that the PlayStation Super Bowl commercial wasn't even broadcast in the U.S. Even Canada did promote, or PlayStation Canada did promote that this commercial will be in Canada. Whoops. It is on Instagram, and I did see it, and they did have a reporter at the game, and it was for the game of Ragnarok. Then they went into their atypical what's going on in PlayStation type thing. So, yeah, it is what it is. But, hey, things do happen. Stuff does get pulled, or things do get moved forward. This comes to us via IGN, and Dead Island 2 release date has been moved forward by 1 week. In fact, at Dead Island Game did say, "You asked for it, you got it. Dead Island 2 went gold and is coming out a week early. See you in LA on April 21st, 2023. Oh boy, Dead Island 2. Everybody's saying, "Let's go." And saying something like, "Let's go." Well, maybe some people will show up at PAX. Nintendo Everything did report that at least one company, the Pokemon Company, will be at PAX East. So, if you like Pokemon, there you go. Because I know, Medros, you would like it. Confirmation for PAX East. Anyway, it is time to leave. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Yes, I have a bit of a head cold, and now you can hear it. But that's why I'm leaving. So that way you can go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So long as my head's clear.